and welcome to Why We're Going to Hell, the Good Morning from Hell special bonus show where we talk about all the reasons why we're going to hell. I'm here with Blaine Gibson and our special guest, Shannon McCormick.
Hey.
Woo-woo-woo.
We were frosty snowman. It was very, very winter themed.
Yeah, a wholesome family Christmas episode.
A very wholesome half an hour of Christmas entertainment that you could share with toddlers to aged. Oh my god.
Well, kids love poop.
They do. They do. They actually, that might be your best customer for this one, your best audience for that episode.
This isn't really a confession, but it's a story I think is cute and relevant to the topic. My nephew, when he was learning how to potty train, one of the methods is you don't put diapers, they run naked around the house.
Okay.
So
they're
more aware
sure.
of they're out, so then to encourage them to go to the bathroom instead of pooping in a diaper, right? And so it was going well. It'd been 2 days. And then my brother went and found him, and he was in the hallway, and he had a little toy vacuum cleaner.
I see where this is
and
going.
He had pooped in the hallway.
He was
cleaning it up. Yeah. But really what he was doing was just rubbing poop everywhere.
Spreading it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very awful, but also very cute. He's trying.
He's doing it. It's like, I'm helping.
I'm cleaning it up.
Oh, boy.
He's doing his best.
Oh, boy.
I have actually very relevant story to our episode when I was a kid. I might have told this story before, and I'm so sorry if you've heard it before, listeners. But I remember it was a snow day. This rarely happened in Texas. And so we all gathered at my friend Grayson's house, and we're having a snowball fight. And there was this kid, Dustin, that I didn't like very much. And Grayson had a big pit bull dog. So we're playing in this backyard, and I found this dog's shit. So I made a snowball around turd and pelted him. I mean, right on the money, right on his back. And everyone was like, Dustin smells.
Did it actually poop
everything that that I was expecting to happen happened?
Oh my
Lord. There is a version of that where it's just a solid turd that just bounces off, but this just
it
splattered and stuck everywhere, I'm sure.
My parents always struggled with think before you do. That was such a mantra in our house, is think before you do. Because I never thought out of things. I was always just this sounds funny and fun, and I did it, and then I didn't think of the consequences.
In that case, it should have been think before you do.
Very good.
So I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Iowa, so we did do snowman stuff. It would snow. You'd feel every once a year you would get a big enough snow that you could do a snowman. And you start small, and you just keep rolling the snow until it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And it's pretty light, so it gets its own momentum. Okay. I get to college. This is my freshman or sophomore year of college, because I was living in the dorms. And across from the dorm I was living in, it was just a big field. There was a two-lane, two-lane highways. And then a big field. And one night, Sunday night, it was a thick, fluffy blizzard. It was it came down light, but a lot. And that's the best snow for a snowman, because it's kind of wet and it's got a lot of volume to it. And the dorms went crazy. We all ran out. We're all 20 years old, whatever. And we did a snowball fight. And then we collectively made probably an 8 foot tall boulder of snow. We were just pushing, and then we just pushed it into the middle of the highway and left. If you were driving a Honda Civic, we might have killed someone. It's a big, big giant ball of snow on the highway. What could happen?
Even after the snow melted, that thing would have maintained for a week.
A long time,
As it melts, it reveals that there's a family frozen inside.
There's a college, there's a freshman, in there. You guys, why did you miss me? We didn't hear anything about it. So I think either a snowplow came and pushed it off the road, or somebody smartly like rolled it off to the side of the road.
You definitely made a snowplow guy's day.
Like you just got the
ramming speed. No, just fuck.
Bam.
With that, okay. All right. If it's a snowplow and it's pushing a giant snowball, would it not just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then eventually roll over and maybe it destroyed houses? I'm thinking like,
I think it was because those snowplows are kind of angled, so they push the snow off. It would keep rolling, but it would roll off to the side of the road. Like if it was straight, yeah, it would keep going straight, but it would like it would bank shot it off into the ditch.
I'm just thinking like Katamari Damacy style.
You just
like,
keep just going. Yeah, you just like roll, just keep rolling more and more stuff up in it. Yeah.
Oh God, I feel bad because I have another snow day story. But Chris, did you ever like? Because we both lived in Texas growing up, so like we didn't get a lot of snow.
Didn't get a lot of snow.
Did you guys both grow up here in Austin or like where like elsewhere in Texas?
I was North Dallas, so okay. We got a little bit more than every now and then. Yeah.
I was in East Texas, West Texas, then Mississippi for a bit. It would be like snow like once every couple years and be that
right.
crappy snow that's really just like ice.
It's like ice and it sticks around for like half a day and then it melts or whatever, and it's just like oh, it's only dangerous and and looks nice for like like a half an hour, and then it's like, oh, this sucks. Yeah,
my friend Ryan and I, when it was like a snow day, it was like probably high school or early community college, because I was a hometown hero and I stuck around for like 2 years to get my education and stuff like that before I transferred to UT. So it was like snowing. It was like a pretty good blizzard for like Dallas, you know, like a pretty good amount. And our buddy Grayson was a Mormon, and the Mormon church was like right between me and Ryan's house. And so we went there and we're like, let's go build a snow dick. And so we started building this snowman dick in the front of the Mormon church. And I remember we were out there doing it, and it's like 1 a.m. or something. And some cops were driving down Main Street and they slowed down and we're like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. So then we started like very quickly adjusting the snow dick to look like a snowman, and then they must have seen us and been like, those Mormon boys, oh gosh, and then they drove off, and then we completed it, and it was just a giant snow penis.
That's cool.
That's pretty funny.
lightly hate crime, but well, I had so many friends in the Mormon church that we were like, ah, they're gonna love this.
It wasn't directed at the Mormons, more just like for them.
Yeah. Is educational. I don't know. It's just fucking dumb.
Joseph Smith has been reborn.
A new sign.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
It's all good. It's amazing.
With that penis, how long was it up?
Oh, I think it got
like
knocked.
How long did it stay erect?
I want to say the next day was church, so they probably knocked it down pretty quick.
If it was more than 4 hours, you're supposed to call the doctor.
Yeah, I'm sure a deacon got a little giggle and then kicked it over.
And then like kicked it over.
Yeah.
Is circumcision part of the...
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is drifting off into a different area. Shannon, tell us about, you know, like what you've been up to since the RT days, because like you were very involved with like Rooster Teeth voice acting and whatnot. And
how did you first get looped? Because you worked with Rooster Teeth for forever. How did you first get into looped in with the productions and stuff? Because you were working with them whenever I started working with them.
So season 5 had just wrapped, and I think it was like one of those things where I think Bernie and Matt were like, oh, okay, we're calling it quits on Red versus Blue or whatever it was that, you know, whatever that announcement was like back in 2006 or 2007, whatever it was. And then they were like, oh, well, we have some ideas for more stuff. So maybe that was always the plan. And they were like, we want to take it in a more dramatic direction. We aren't drama actors. You know, the people who were on staff at the time, who were also all the voices. So it's like, you know, the you know, Joel and Matt and Bernie and Jeff and whatever, Gus. And so they had auditions, and they reached out to Asaf Ronan, who plays the voice of one of the people in, like, The counselor
in Red versus Blue.
Was he the British guy?
No, he was like the assistant character to the British guy. Chris might remember better than me.
Yeah, I don't. I can't remember all the. I'm not the best Red versus Blue
archivist encyclopedia.
I know. Anyway, so you just did a regular audition?
I just did a regular audition. Asaf is very active in the improv community here in Austin, and he brought in all of his improv friends. And this was when the Hideout, or when Rooster Teeth was right next door to the Hideout.
Exactly. Upstairs. It was downtown.
What is now that hotel, the Aloft Hotel, there was a restaurant, or a place that was like a series of rotating different fast food places. It was a Wendy's for a while.
It was a Pita Pit.
Pita Pit, a Texadelphia. There was another one. There was like four.
Like Jimmy John's or maybe something? Or was it a sandwich shop?
Yeah, it was something like that. Anyway, so I was like, oh, well, that's right next door to like where I do improv all the time. Yeah, sure. So I came in, did an audition. I auditioned with my improv partner, Shayna, who plays the voice of South. And I think it was the fact that we came in and we already had chemistry together as a duo. We nailed it. And then it was like, and when I first, so we did Recovery 1, which was like four episodes. And if you remember at the end of that, Wash gets shot in the back of the head. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. That was a fun little gig. I did, 2 days of work or whatever. Great. Awesome. And they're like, oh, no, he's coming back. I'm like, okay, cool. And now here it is, 18 years later and still do stuff with you guys and various, Rooster Teeth spinoffs along the way.
Yeah. Ruby, RT Shorts.
You're a great character, Agent Washington.
Yeah. Thank you.
I got to catch up with you and Gavin at a wedding recently and we were talking over the old shorts and you were like frozen in a coffin in one and just shit like that. But yep. I remember I was an RT Shorts fan before I was a RVB fan.
Okay.
So I had known about you for a while.
Right.
And you were like in my like Thanos Infinity Gauntlet of people I wanted to work with when I started at Rooster Teeth.
That's awesome.
It was like you and Nathan Zellner were like the hardest ones because there was never really an excuse to direct you guys.
Yeah, because we were not like I wasn't on staff and Nathan rarely acted before he went off to just make direct. Movies full time with his brother.
Right.
So but we did work together on that. Did you work in the Hitman one, Blaine?
Oh yeah. We were talking about that. Yeah.
So I was in the Hitman, which I love that like.
Hitman immersion episode?
Yeah, the Hitman immersion episode where, like, I'm bald, but that wasn't what I was called in to do. I played a politician. I played Mike Hawk, the running for office. And what was great is there was a banner that was made for that event, like a political banner at this rally that was then kept at the studio in the art department. And every time I'd have to go over there, I would see it like hanging up my face with this ridiculous wig, in the corner. Mike Hawk. There we go.
We made t-shirts. We sold t-shirts too.
That's right.
But
that's right.
That might've been one of the first times I directed you. And then, we did like 11 Little Roosters. I played
Vladimir Putin and I rode on the back of a horse and I have very little horse riding experience.
I have a story if I can tell it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Shannon, stop me if you want me to stop. But so
this is involving me. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So okay. we all saw each other at a wedding recently. Mm-hmm. You and I were in at the same table. And
oh yes.
Yeah. So there was a moment in the wedding where someone fell. A woman fell in the buffet line.
Mm-hmm.
And I slipped on some water or something, and I'm going to keep it vague.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
She fell and, we got up to like, oh, just she needed help getting up. And then she didn't get up she stayed on the ground and she was conscious. But like not wanting to crowd, we kind of stayed back. And it was a while people were attending to her. At some point, someone called the paramedics.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were we were just kind of hanging back, and at some point, the MC comes, and they're like, hey, we want to keep the party going. I know that you know,
there's a woman passed out on the floor.
But we, you know, we kind of pulled the buffet tables out a little, so that, you know, you could just step right by, and you know, the paramedics are on their way. You know, everything, you know, and you know, everything's gonna be okay. So yeah, just go ahead and go get your plates and you know, go and get in line. And I remember looking, and a couple of us were like, I just don't. I feel weird, you know. Just, and you, Shannon, did not hesitate. You're like, you had your plate in your hand, and you're like, okay, got it.
Stepping over her with your long legs.
They were like, look, go get your food. I was like, okay, she's not dead. She's not dying. I felt like I guess I had earned it, because I did go over there. She, like, when she fell, she broke a glass, and there was broken glass all over the ground. So I did help pick that up. So I was like,
yeah, because you don't want to cut your foot while you're getting
your
food.
Well, I was going to go back in line to get the food.
and then my other we could say, because she ended up being okay.
She was fine.
So it's okay. That's why we're laughing about it. But my other favorite moment was we were sitting there, like, several of us, we didn't want to get food. So we're sitting there just kind of pacing, just sitting there. And we're talking, like, yeah, you know, I wonder, like, did you see if she hit her head? Or we're like discussing it. And then I look over and you're like shoveling food in your mouth. And you're like, yeah, she fell pretty hard.
I don't know, man. She might have broken something.
I guess I was pretty hungry.
I guess. So,
that's so funny.
It was so funny. It was so funny to me.
That was a fun little reunion.
It was a fun little reunion. That's great.
Yeah, it was a really, and it ended up being, it was a great wedding, for the record.
Yeah, it was a great wedding, and I do feel bad for that woman, because I felt like she was, I think it was more, it ended up being probably more embarrassing than anything else.
Yeah, I think, if I had to guess, and I'm honest, completely speculative, it was a situation where she fell, and then someone was like, hey,
don't move.
Why don't you, don't move, wait till the paramedics come, which
exactly.
is, so, and then, but then it became a thing where she was just laying there. So I think that's what happened, but I don't know. Yeah. But yeah. She ended up being okay. Yeah. So,
and the food was pretty good.
The food, food was delicious.
It was delicious.
So that's why Shannon's going to hell.
Yeah, I guess so. That and the snowball.
Well, Shannon, what do you got coming up? You got anything? You mentioned at the end of the episode that you got a blog and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, right. I like have a little Substack newsletter called The Odd Castle. People could check that out. And then a buddy of mine and I are probably going to be shooting a short film sometime in the spring, but that's all sort of TBD. I did a short with Wes Ellis from Rooster Teeth days back this
Neuro.
Yeah, Neuro this past year, and that's still kind of like touring around on the festival circuit. So
yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
You know what I realize you in an old RT short you were frozen.
Yeah, I was frozen. I was sent back as a time traveler.
Yeah,
yeah,
which is which is on point, because it's you as
it's
some
me
sort
as Frosty
of
the Snowman.
Creature.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be like, this will be like the six fans who remember that sketch will like be like, hey, they made him an ice guy again.
Yeah,
we could just use that picture for the thumbnail.
Yeah,
you don't have to use it. Use blue skinned.
RT short is called The Recording Session. I just looked it up.
Yep. It was a two-parter. It was like the first one, they lock me into they put me in the time machine, and then that was the season premiere of the shorts, and then that season finale, I come back.
Yeah.
And I put them in the time machine. I lock them up and then I have a little exchange with Gavin at the very end.
I think Gavin had told me a story, because he was on set for that, about how I think it was Bernie or someone just full on jumped into the box and landed on top of, I want to say, Jeff or something.
I think, Jeff got really pissed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Bernie fell on purpose or what, but.
Or he just like actually
Bernie.
Fell in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I heard that story too. I wasn't on that set, but yeah. Do you have any, I don't know, favorite memories or shoots or things from any of the projects you've been in?
I mean, like from the like of for like specifically Old Rooster Teeth projects.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, I love being in Day Five. That was like super awesome. Like all of the Day Five stuff. Like the okay. Here's a fun one. Day Five season two, we went out to West Texas.
Yeah.
Like out kind of near Marfa and Alpine and stuff. And
for like 3 weeks, it was a.
You guys were out there for okay. you. I know you guys were out there for a long time. I was out there for like a full week, I think, okay. for the days that I was there. And the first night we were out there, there were a bunch of extras who played corpses. Right.
That
had moved on. And so there were like a bunch of townspeople who had been made up to look like decomposing bodies.
Yeah.
Who were laying around in this campsite. And later that night, we were at a bar and somebody came up to us still in their makeup.
Like death.
Yeah. It was like, hey, guys. It was like, what is that? Oh, okay. This is the woman who had been a cadaver on the set of Day Five and then came up and hung out with us.
Which is really funny. In at least one of those scenes, there's all these dead bodies and they're trying to figure out like how long have they been there? What's the mm-hmm. time of death?
Mm-hmm.
So that they can, you know, try and figure out where to go next and, you know, understand the phenomenon of the circle of dead bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And your character, Dr. Abrams, goes around and starts taking off all their pants and they're like, what are you doing? You're like, well, there's a phenomenon.
Oh, right. They like, you know, they're
where, at a certain point after you die, you get boners.
Yeah.
And so you're like
looking for people with boners.
So, and it's a drama series.
I've forgotten about that.
And so you're like, I'm trying to figure out the time of death. And if you would help me, if you would kindly go check that pile of cocks over there, we could get a move on and try and figure out what's happening.
Yeah, man. So yeah, that was definitely that was a super fun shoot.
Well, thank you, Shan. Tell people again if they're in Austin, they want to come to the theater where would they sign up for classes.
Yeah, you can come to you can go see the Hideout Theater or the Fallout Theater, both of which are downtown. And I teach at Fallout. Hideout is probably more often where you're going to see me performing on stage, but that's mostly what I'm doing these days as far as like artsy performance stuff, getting my yayas out doing improv comedy.
Yeah, and you're on social media you're on Cameo.
So I'm on Cameo. I will read lines to you as many different characters that I've played in the past or just say hi. Give you a pep talk.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for coming on. And hope everyone listening has a wonderful holidays. And be on the lookout for giant snowballs and penises.
And people passing out in buffet lines.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Of course. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.